You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DEDD. Radios, fix your radios, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Or, of course, my website is at drdahlia.com. You can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. Great talking to you guys. I look at this right now. It looks like the Occupy Wall Street demonstrators finally are going to get portable toilets. For 7 weeks, the occupiers of Zuccotti Park, a block from Wall Street, were relying on fast food restaurants and the kindness of other establishments. I find that fascinating. Every time I'm in New York and I got to pee, I can never go into pee. I mean, you really have to plan ahead. You don't get to just stop and pee. So, lucky them that, these establishments would allow them to do it. But it looks like somebody complained. And now they're going to have porta potties in a private, well-lit space with 24-hour security, only 2 blocks away from the square. The announcement said the portable toilets would be maintained by a professional service. I should hope so. And that volunteers would be blanketing the park with flyers, directing people to the facilities. Okay, did we still get their mission statement yet? Did we? I mean, we were talking about Occupy Wall Street yesterday in great detail, and I really don't know, again, what changed. Again, I thought Occupy Wall Street was, supposed to be them demonstrating against, corruption and greed, and then all of a sudden you see what's going on in Oakland with fires and riots and police being harassed. So it would be nice for us to finally figure out what they want. Okay, what do you want? What is supposed to be done? I know many people that are trying to get to their job around the demonstrators or, many businesses in the area, just like to know, are they supposed to self-implode and give up their post? Are they supposed to, fire the other workers and they just, close down their business and go away? What exactly does everybody want? I mean, when you protest and demonstrate, I always thought that you want to have an end result and then you show how successful the result was. It just, I would love to know what exactly you want to happen and what could realistically happen. I think it's fabulous that there's passionate people out there expressing their freedom of speech. Just, it's got to make some sense. And please do not compare what you're doing to the Tea Parties, because I do not remember there being any vandalism, any destroyed streets, any first responders or police being harassed. I don't remember that with any Tea Party protests. Let's go to the phone lines. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I'm calling from Glamis, California.
Hello.
Idea for us to be able to protest, but I think you're right. I think we need to be a little bit more diplomatic about who we're going after. I mean, I'd much rather see people hold Barney Frank or Dodd or even Bernanke responsible for what's happened. Mm. I mean, the sweetheart deal they made with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and whatnot, I think that should deserve a little scrutiny from these people. Maybe they ought to better direct their anger. Thanks, Dr. Dahlia. Bye.
Thank you for calling. Well, like I said yesterday, I know they're occupying Las Vegas, they're occupying Oakland, they're occupying various cities. Are they occupying Pennsylvania Avenue? No. The Washington's not involved? All right. Like I said, I just wanted to make some more sense. That's all. All right. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I am looking right now at a three-eyed fish. This is a fish with three eyes. All right. Donovan, I'm going to send you the picture. We got Donovan working the dials at GCN Network. I'll send you the picture, Donovan. Three-eyed fish found near Argentinian nuclear power plant. All right, apparently there's a fisherman. And I know this sounds like it came from a Simpsons episode. Remember in the 90s, Blinky? It was a three-eyed fish that cropped up near the Springfield nuclear power plant, right? And Homer was like, "Doh!" All right, so here we are 21 years later, right? Fishermen in Cordoba, Argentina caught a three-eyed wolf fish in a reservoir near a local nuclear power plant, okay? One of the fishermen, Julian Smoot, said no one noticed the third eye at first because it was dark. They're fishing. Then we got the surprise of getting this rare specimen. As it was dark at the time, we did not notice. But then you looked at him with the flashlight and saw he had a third eye. The fish bears no resemblance, of course, to, you know, the Simpsons Blinky. The Blinky was cute, and I think it had some googly eyes. I think so. But, of course, you know, okay, so the lake where the three-eyed fish was caught is a reservoir where hot water from the nuclear facility is pumped. So now the appearance of the three-eyed fish, they say, have locals worried because they've never seen such a sighting before. It's obviously a mutation, and now residents who live around the area are like, say what? What? You know, they're like, okay, if we've been exposed, are we now going to have these mutations? So this is just, it's interesting. It's interesting. I mean, I would never underestimate the power of nuclear radiation. Never. Never, ever, 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 ever. I don't think, you know, we should giggle about it like, you know, on The Simpsons and over-embellish, you know, the thought. But I've seen too much happen. My uncle back in the 50s died of leukemia that they believe either occurred because of the nuclear testing in Arizona at the time and what traveled in the air, or the nuclear testing that happened in Vegas and what traveled in the air, or the milk from the cows. And he got an acute lymphocytic leukemia, died within a few days. And, you know, they even said they thought it was from the radiation. I mean, just, I get a little nervous. You know, I get a lot of emails and calls, you know, asking me about the Fukushima plant in Japan. And, you know, the aftermath of that is going to be like Chernobyl. We don't know. We don't know yet. What we do know from Chernobyl is many of the radioactive sequelae, many of the leukemia, thyroid cancers, et cetera, occurred because of the food. You know, the goat milk, wasn't so much the air. The air blew away, but it was concentrating in the milk, in the muscle of the food. So that's where we get a little concerned. All right. But, you know, right now, just live life to the fullest and just don't overdo it with radiation. And don't eat a three-eyed fish. All right. Call the authorities so they can pick it up. All right. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Greetings again. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner. But we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is the time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't, and opportunity's knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so some more news on this family judge, William Adams, Arkansas County family judge from Arkansas County, Texas, will not face criminal charges for the 2004 beating of his 16-year-old daughter, Hillary. Remember, news broke the last couple days where she had released a video of him beating her with a belt 7 years ago. Now, the question that's coming out is, should there really be a statute of limitations for child abuse? Apparently, William Adams, Judge William Adams, will not face charges because it's past the statute of limitations. I believe the statute of limitations is about 5 years, and because this is over seven. Now, everybody's been asking, why did she release this video again of her being beat? Why now? Why not then? Well, Judge Adams' attorney said what had happened was she had released a video in retaliation to her father's threat of ending financial support. She's not disabled. They say she was not, hurt or, why it happened now was, there was, I guess, an altercation with her father where he said he was, going to end financial support currently. So she released a video. However, the video was taped years ago because she had been caught pirating music, I believe, on the internet. She was going to get her in trouble. She put the video there, and then hit a camera. And then when the father beat her with a belt, everything was caught on tape. So, you know, we've talked extensively about children and you know, disciplining them. And, you know, we were all, I mean, I don't want to say we were all, but many of us, you know, grew up, we got hit with a belt. I mean, you know, you had to pick the belt, you know, but things are different now. You know, we can't hit our kids. We need to discipline them. But we're now, you know, in a society where you hit them, it's going to be child abuse. You know, if you leave any marks on their buttocks, if you, you know, I mean, I can't tell you how many times, you know, when we were kids, the belt missed. All right. So it hit certain areas. And I'm not saying that was okay. It just, that's just the way, you know, we were disciplined. Or you'd have to go and get a switch and, you know, you had to find a good one. And if it wasn't, to your parents' liking, you got to get another one. I mean, that's how many of us remember being disciplined as kids. But things are different now. And we got to find another way to discipline. My issue, though, is many of these kids, I don't think timeout works. And we've talked about this on the show. I mean, what do you do? There's, you know, does hitting really work? You know, studies have shown no, it doesn't. It causes psychological trauma, causes physical trauma, and it's abusive. But then on the flip side, so many parents are so afraid to spank that, you know, many of our children, they're just not being disciplined. So I want to hear from you, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hello?
Okay. My name is Gary. I'm calling from Atlanta, and I'm listening to the discussion about the judge that beat his daughter. Well, first of all, this is the problem with society now. It's because our kids are not reprimanded is why they're acting the way that they are. I agree with this judge totally. If his kid did something wrong, then she deserved to be spanked. I'm not saying abused, but she deserved to be spanked. And if we are a Christian nation, the Bible does say, spare not the rod for the spoiled child. So that judge and any parent is in their right. If we have taken away parents' right and have given it over to the government or the state to run our kids. And we see the results of this right now. So I do not agree with you, doctor. I believe that the child that's acting up, if he's bad, if he's doing certain things, they need their butts whipped. My parents whipped my butt when I did something wrong, and I turned out perfect. I turned out good. I said perfect. I turned out good. So if anything, I go with that judge. Kudos to the judge.
All right. Well, thank you for my opinion. I mean, here's the thing. You know, I tried, as a medical professional, all right, you know, we've all decided that, no, spanking's wrong. We're not allowed to recommend it because people go overboard. This is the problem with any of these rules. And like you had said, the government getting involved. Okay, I'm going to extrapolate for a second with alcohol and pregnancy. Okay, I'm going to extrapolate for a second, all right? So bear with me on this line of thinking. All right, in the olden days, when a woman would go into preterm labor, would let them have a little wine. Would let them have a little alcohol, and it would actually stop the contractions, and they did fine, okay? Then people really started to abuse alcohol being pregnant. People thought it was okay to drink, and we found out that there was fetal alcohol syndrome. And then all of a sudden, we had to say, all right, stop. No alcohol whatsoever when you drink. You know, so here I was pregnant, and, you know, we were at a party, and I was just, you know, sipping my water or hot cocoa and, you know, eating some chips, and the nurses were trying to all get me to drink, you know, and I'm like, no, what are you doing? I can't do that. And one of the old farm docs who I trained under, great guy, you know, he slams down his hand on the table, and he gets mad. He goes, damn it, guys, why are you telling pregnant women they can't drink? This is ridiculous. They're uptight. They can't sleep. They're uncomfortable. Why is it an all or nothing? This is ridiculous. Well, the reason why is society, as we've evolved, some people overdo it. They don't know when to quit. And so because of liability and lawsuits, if a doctor says you could drink a little bit and something happens to the pregnancy or something happens with the baby, that doctor's going to get sued. So doctors say now, no. Well, the doctors are doing the same thing when it comes to disciplining children. We're saying no, no spanking whatsoever. Okay? Because there's people out there that abuse the children. Now, if somebody, you know, taught a certain way of spanking or disciplining, I mean, remember when we would curse, we'd get our mouths washed out with soap? right? I mean, I remember one of my schoolmates, her dad would put Tabasco sauce in her mouth. I mean, horrible, just horrible. Now, you can't do that anymore. I think that's illegal also, you know, and I'm not saying any of that is right. I'm not saying any of that is right. But, you know, I mean, maybe we need to come up with some guidelines because we've, as a society now, have told parents, you know, and you know, we're telling our patients, no, spanking's not allowed. You're not supposed to do it. And there could be, you know, criminal consequences with it. I mean, one of my family members was yelling at his kid in the middle of a restaurant because the kid was acting up. And somebody called the police. I mean, we can't even yell at our kid in public. Okay, we're going to have to make some changes. No, I don't think we should go back to the belt. I think, you know, when it comes to whipping a kid's butt, no. I think the belt, it causes bleeding. It causes, I mean, no, I've never been a fan of that as a form of spanking. No. But I think we're going to have to come up with some new guidelines because this timeout or taking away the Xbox, like I said, I'm disagreeing with you, but I'm going to agree with you on the fact that what's wrong with our society is our kids. I mean, they have no respect for their parents. They have no respect for their grandparents. You know, I mean, if I mouthed off, I would get a backhand to the face. Again, you can't do that. That's considered illegal now. You cannot hit the face or leave a mark on the face. That's abuse. You know, but I was afraid of my parents doing that to me, so I would have mouthed off. I can't tell you how many kids come in, you know, with their parents or their grandparents, and they just, I mean, they're telling them to shut up. Like, oh! You told your mom to shut up? I mean, that would be corporal punishment in my house. And you know, so how do we fix this? Where's the fine line between a beating and not doing anything as a parent? There's got to be a happy medium. And we're going to need to figure that out, but it's got to smart. I mean, whether it's taking away a privilege that they like, or I mean, returning to the spanking, which I don't think is going to happen because there's just too many people that are either abusive and overdo it. So you're not going to be able to give guidelines on that. They won't. Nobody's going to come up with guidelines on how to, you know, swap your kid's tushy. So they're not going to do that. You know, I'll try to threaten my kids. I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to attack tushy. And they giggle. They go, mommy's going to attack my tushy. You know, they think it's like, you know, the tickle monster. No, I mean, I can't. There's nothing I could say that they'll be fearful. Now, luckily in our family, we've found the one toy or the one thing that they like. Playing World of Warcraft, you know, and we've been semi-successful with that. But no, I don't get 1/100th the respect for my kids that I gave my folks. But was it respect or was it fear? I mean, if somebody asked me, think back to your childhood, did you respect your parents? Did you fear them? All right, as a child, I would have said fear. All right, as an adult, I'm like, I respected them, but nah, it was fear. You know, and you know, we don't want to raise our kids in fear. But, you know, like I talked about yesterday, I mean, you know, the Bible and you know, those of us that were religious, you know, that's kind of how a lot of our parents taught us, you know. You're worried about your father when he comes home. You got to worry about God. So, you know, interesting point. Interesting point. Let's go to the next caller. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dali. I like your show. Keep going fast.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I like my show, too. Like a lot. All right. When we come back, I want to we'll do some of your emails and, of course, more medical news coming up on the Dr. Dali Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or your emails at drdahlia.com. All right, so the McRib is out at McDonald's, right? Now, the McRib, it keeps coming and going. I remember the McRib in the 80s. It was actually delicious. I remember liking the McRib a lot. All right, but they say there's McFoam in it. They said the McRib has an ingredient similar to gym mats. Okay, apparently this is a new article in Time Magazine's Healthland blog. All right, they say the article identified 70 different ingredients that go into the boneless, rib-shaped, sauce-slathered concoction, they call it. It's called azodicarbonamide. It's one ingredient found in the sandwich's bun, and according to Healthland, it's most commonly used in the manufacturing of foam gym mats and soles of shoes. The blog also noted that 70 ingredients, including the azodicarbonamide, exist in very small quantities and usually you'll be unharmed. Now, this azo dicarbonamide is a substance banned in Europe and strictly regulated by the FDA. But, you know, they say the amounts of the McRib should be harmless and we should be okay. It's tasty, a lot of calories, though. I think it's about 500 calories, a lot of sodium. All right, but, you know, when I read this, I'm like, okay, well, what other kind of weird stuff is in certain foods? So this comes from, what website is this? Web Ecoist, all right? Now, they've come up with a list of some weird and gross ingredients in processed foods, okay? And now, I can't confirm these, all right? But this is a fun read, okay? They say there's fertilizer in Subway sandwich rolls. I'm like, what? I eat Subway all the time. This is what they say it is. There's chemical fertilizers that end up in trace amounts, sometimes being used as a food additive. They say ammonium sulfate, which can be found inside many brands of bread, including Subway's. The chemical provides nitrogen for the yeast, making it a more consistent product. All right. You know, so it's like, okay, is it really a fertilizer? You see how they play with words. Okay. Now they say beaver anal glands are in raspberry candy. What? They say anal glands of a beaver, conveniently euphemized as castoreum, are a common ingredient in perfumes and colognes, but are also sometimes used to enhance the flavor of raspberry candies and sweets. Oh, no. I love, one of my favorite types of chocolates are raspberry chocolate. Oh, wow. Okay. Beef fat are in Hostess products, they say. They say the ingredient includes a list of other oils that may or may not be used, but they say there's some beef fat to be used. I mean, I think I remember animal fat. I think animal fat, beef fat. Okay, that's not too shocking. Crushed bugs are used as red food coloring. They say killing thousands at a time, the dried insects are boiled to produce a liquid solution that can be turned into a dye using a variety of treatments. Some people worry that the coloring, often called caramine or caraminic acid, could be listed as a natural color. All right. And because bugs are in it, they ain't lying. That's interesting. Beetlejuice. They say Beetlejuice are in sprinkles and candies. All right. You know the little sprinkles, you know, on the cupcakes and sundaes or whatever? They say the glaze comes from the secretions of female lac beetle. The substance is also known as shellac and commonly used as a wood varnish. Well, that's interesting. Now they say seep secretions are in bubblegum. Is this disgusting? Are you guys disgusted by this? All right. And again, this is from webecoist.com. Sheep secretions and bubblegum. They say the oils inside sheep's wool are collected to create the goopy substance called lanolin. From there, it ends up in chewing gum, sometimes under the guise of gum base, but also is used to create vitamin D3 supplements. Wow. All right. Then they say, oh, this is going too far, human hair and or duck feathers and bread. All right. They say if you get it from Noah's Bagels, oh, I don't think I've ever been to Noah's Bagels. They say that the bagel may either have human hair or duck feathers. Really? They say the substance called L-cysteine or cysteine is used as a dough conditioner to produce a specific consistency. While artificial cysteine is available, it is cost prohibited and mostly used to create kosher and halal products. Really? I don't know. I don't know if I buy that. All right, and then it says coal tar is used in red-colored candy. Coal tar is listed as number 199 on the United Nations list of dangerous goods, but that doesn't stop people from using it in food. The coloring Allura Red AC is derived from coal tar, and it's commonly found in red-colored candy, sodas, and other sweets. Huh? And then calf stomach is used in cheeses. They say in the UK, all cheeses are labeled as either suitable or not suitable for vegetarians because in Britain and everywhere else, many cheeses are made using rennet, which is the fourth stomach of a young cow. Oh, really? In the United States and most other countries, people are left to guess about the stomach content of their cheese. And then they say sand is hidden in Wendy's chili. Really? They say silicon dioxide. Apparently, they use sand as an anti-caking agent, perhaps to make sure the chili can last for days and days over heat or skip it, cook yourself, they say. All right, you know what? I don't know. Like I said, I can't confirm this, but, I mean, it's kind of interesting. I mean, you know, where are these chemicals coming from? You know, and it just kind of highlights the fact that a lot of our foods have chemicals. You know, I mean, you know, to make cheese stick, it has to be kind of gummy. So then you wonder, all right, well, what kind of gummy substance are they using to make cheese stick? So, I don't know. Cool stuff. Oh, boy, gosh. All right. Did we talk about this? We talked about this earlier this hour. Absolutely crazy. All right. Apparently, a China hospital is under investigation for disposing of a live baby. This is just absolutely horrifying. Okay. Lu Dongming was 8 months pregnant when she was rushed to the hospital. And she was having bleeding and stomach cramps. So she went to the hospital in southern China. This was Guangdong Provincial City of Foshan, the now High Red Cross Hospital. This incident occurred October 26th. And she gave birth. It was an emergency birth. Baby was neither breathing nor crying after leaving the womb. Skin had turned purple. So the medical team thought the baby was dead. Okay? Thought the baby was dead, and they disposed of the child. But they say they didn't follow proper hospital procedures. Now, the sister-in-law wanted to see the body of the baby. So 30 minutes after you know, the birth and what happened, the sister-in-law was like, can I see the baby? So they go, sure. So they bring a yellow plastic bag containing the infant, and they gave it to her. Well, she's looking. She opens the plastic bag, and she sees the baby's hands and feet moving. The stomach was going up and down, and she said air bubbles were coming out of his mouth. Then they had told them that the baby was a girl. She said the baby was a boy. All right. Now, what happens, I guess, is to blunt the blow, you know, of the death and the bad news, they tell the family it's a girl, because many families want a boy. You know, we've talked about this, where, you know, in China, baby boys are usually viewed as more precious than girls, etc. And many families can only have one child as part of the nation's population policy. So, you know, anyway, the newborn was rushed to intensive care. Apparently, the newborn is in stable condition. Hospital officials are refusing to comment on the situation, but wow. You know, we talked about this earlier in the show. And actually, we talked about this a couple years ago on the show, where there was a baby that was presumed dead, and mom and dad had asked to hold the baby. You know, some of the hospital workers are really, you want to hold your dead baby? But, you know, they did. And mom held the baby, and within a few minutes, the baby gasped for air and was alive. And so, you know, we're talking about how there's this reflex that some of these babies have, where when they're with the mom, sometimes, you know, if they're near death and presumed dead when they aren't, they'll bounce back. So, you know, many hospitals, you know, are now including in the protocol, you hand the baby to mom as a last resort to see what happens. So I just find that absolutely, absolutely fascinating. You know, when we come back, I'm going to want to talk a little bit about the Titanic. I kind of looked up what some of the medical facilities were, and, you know, some of the medical issues were, you know, surrounding the Titanic. Some pretty fascinating stuff. So we're going to talk about that. And of course, I do want to get to your emails. I'll get your emails. If you do want to try to reach the show, please call us at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or you can email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. All right, I want to get to some of your emails. Dr. Dahlia, my doctor's office has a policy of no medication refills over the phone. I think it's ridiculous. Why would they have such a policy? So we pay them to see them again for another visit? Okay, here's the thing. What I don't understand is anybody needing a refill to begin with. I mean, my thinking is when you go to the doctor and you see the doctor, you should get whatever you need when you see the doctor. Like, he could write a prescription and he could write however many refills he wants, right? But it's designed to run out when you're supposed to follow up. I mean, that's how we've always done it in our clinic. So, I mean, I have to say, we're very similar to your doctor's office. We really don't call in refill. We really don't call in refills. Because we give you refills when we see you, at the office. You know, like let's say you come in for your blood pressure. If your blood pressure is stable and I'm supposed to see you in 6 months, then I give you 6 months worth of your medicine. It reminds you. It reminds me. Very simple. But let's say somebody has an infection. And I don't know, you know, to what specific instance you're referring to. Let's say somebody has an infection and they go, okay, well, the medicine wasn't enough. I need a refill. Okay, you see, as a doctor, my first thought is, wait a second, the medicine isn't enough. If I gave you 7 days, maybe you have something that's resistant. Maybe I was wrong in my diagnosis and you have something else going on. Come back in. You know, I think it's very odd for somebody to just call in another antibiotic or just call in, you know, without kind of evaluating it a little deeper. You know, now, yes, there are some infections where maybe you just need a few more days. Maybe you need 10 days instead of seven. So, yes, there are some rare things. But for the most part, if you really think about it, if the doctor gave you refills or gave you a prescription, then that really should cover what you need until the next visit. Now, what's been happening from a liability standpoint at doctor's offices is that's been what's nailing the doctors in terms of a court case. So here's an example. Let's say somebody has a chronic sore throat, and they go to the doctor, and the doctor gives them an antibiotic. Okay, well, a month later, you go, you know what, I need another refill. I have another sore throat. So the doctor calls in another refill. A couple months later, you're like, you know what, the sore throat's back again. Can I have another antibiotic? Okay, if the doctor calls that in, right? And then a couple months later, we end up figuring out or determining that you actually have throat cancer, right? Family gets mad. Family says, why didn't the doctor diagnose it early? Well, within the court case, right, your attorney could say, look, you know, the doctor never even evaluated the patient. The doctor just kept throwing the medication over the phone, very lazy. And the doctor's like, I'm not being lazy. I would prefer the patient come in. It's just the patient wanted a refill over the phone. I wasn't being lazy. You see how that works? All right. I can't tell you how many lawsuits happened because the doctor just gave refills and a bad outcome happened, or the tumor grew and the doctor was faulted for not sending the patient to a specialist, evaluating the patient and sending to a specialist sooner. Well, the reason why is the patient just wanted some refills. So time passed. Things are very different now in the medical legal world, where if a doctor doesn't jump on a diagnosis quick enough, he could be faulted for failure to diagnose. Look at what happened with Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas was found August of a couple years ago to have stage 4 throat cancer. Now, a couple months earlier, he had gone to the doctor for a sore throat, and I guess the doctor saw him and gave him antibiotics, etc. And then when he was diagnosed a couple months later with stage 4 throat cancer, Catherine Zeta-Jones said she was very upset with the doctor in June because, you know, the cancer should have been caught earlier. But, you know, think about it. If you never go to the doctor and all of a sudden you have a sore throat, no one's going to think cancer the first time they see you for a sore throat. But if you've had a sore throat multiple times and you never come in and be seen, or you only get refills, then nobody can watch if it grows. So from a liability standpoint, I'm noticing less and less doctors are going to do things over the phone. Now, true, some doctors are going to start doing Skype medicine and, you know, see over the internet. Well, fine. I mean, if there's some sort of protection legally, you know, but the first doctor that gets sued for not taking the time to evaluate the patient and touch the patient, I'm going to tell you most doctors are going to check that. Okay? You know, until there's some protection against lawsuits, doctors are not going to do medicine over the phone. They're not. Somebody goes, oh, I got a canker sore in my mouth. I need you to call in a prescription. What if it's not a canker sore, but it's a mouth cancer? All right, the doctor is responsible. Every time the doctor writes a prescription, they're responsible. And then, you know, I mean, not to sound selfish, but you can't get, you know, go to the store and get milk for free and bread for free. You know, how much free work can doctors do? You know, calling in prescriptions, documenting it. I mean, if patients just get their stuff over the phone, doctors aren't going to, you know, make money and be in business. But yeah, but Dr. Dahlia, they get paid when they see you. Do you see what the doctor gets paid when they see you? Sometimes the doctor may only get $2.42, and then, of course, hopefully you pay your copay. But if your copay is $25, they get $2.42, that's $27 for the visit. You think that really covers month after month prescriptions over the phone? No, it doesn't. It doesn't. There's really not a lot of incentive, right, for the doctor to take on the liability and do stuff over the phone. They're going to say, come in, let me evaluate you and give you what you need properly. So I know you're going to be upset, but that's just the way medicine is. You know, and you do have a valid point. It's frustrating, especially, you know, with that. But, like, you know, a dentist, you know, you can't call up your dentist out of the blue saying, my tooth hurts, give me pain medicine. They're going to probably say, I want to see the tooth. I mean, most professionals, same thing with a car. You know, something's wrong with my car. Tell me which spark plugs to get. The mechanic's going to say, uh-uh, let me see it. So, all right. All right, for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I welcome you to see the first show of this evening's three-hour extravaganza, where I go into detail about the Titanic and some of the mistakes that were made. For example, when, Titanic back in 1912, one of the most horrible tragedies that, you know, we've ever seen on the seas, 1,500 people died, when the ship hit the iceberg. Everybody seemed to do everything right, although when they tried to reverse the ship, it caused the iceberg to scrape more than if they had just kind of hit it straight on. And so, you know, you go back in hindsight and go, oh, they could have done this, they could have done this, and it's just chilling. But what was very, very interesting is the thought they put into the medical facilities. Apparently the medical facility on the Titanic was state-of-the-art. You know, they had a full hospital facility, multiple doctors and nurses, very well-stocked cabinets. And, you know, historians are wondering why they put so much time and energy into the medical facility, yet they wouldn't put enough lifeboats. There were only 16 lifeboats when they should have had 32. But the owner of the ship wanted to make sure that the first class had very lavish promenade decks, and the boats would have obscured the view. So they took out 16 of the boats, which was, of course, a fatal error. So, you know, it was interesting to look at, you know, how they, there are no pictures, absolutely no pictures that they could find of the medical facilities of the Titanic. And also they never really wanted to market that. They didn't really want to advertise the medical facilities, because that was more like of a negative. They didn't want people to worry that they would get sick. And what would happen is, if you got sick on the boat, the doctors would see you for free. If they were taking care of an ailment that wasn't ship related, they would charge you. Okay. There was a hospital area for third class passengers to be separated, of course, from first class passengers. Many first class passengers would be taken care of in the room. Not many medical issues. They didn't have to deliver any babies. No dentist was on the ship. Although if somebody had a tooth issue, they did have instruments where they could rip out the tooth. A couple ladies, they believe, got pregnant while on the ship, because 9 months later they gave birth. One woman slipped on a tea biscuit coming down the stairs and broke her arm. The day of the sinking, and she was casted. She lived. She got on a lifeboat, made it to America, and was recasted. But not many other accounts. There was one account of a father lowered his wife and his child on a boat, and then he decided to jump in because the boat wasn't full. So he jumped in. He fell on somebody, caused broken ribs, etc. And that made headlines. But you just kind of look at the chaos and you're just like, you know, it's amazing. But just what really struck me is the design of the medical facility was impeccable. It blows your mind. All right. We will be back tomorrow on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't miss our weekend edition. Can't wait to talk to you. You all be safe and be healthy. I'll be back tomorrow.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.